And we're going to begin the hour by talking about that with Dr. Deborah Strowman, UNC professor, former college basketball star herself, longtime basketball and sports commentator, joining us now on the phone. And Debbie, this was a huge win for Carolina and just an incredible milestone for Sylvia Hatchell.
Absolutely. And I'm just so happy for Coach Hatchell. When you have 1,000 wins, this isn't something that just happened overnight. And I don't want to I don't want to simplify it, but this did take a number of years with Frances Marion and UNC. She's just got a very, very long history of coming into a program, building it up with her particular style. And so, as she stated, there's a lot of people that she needs to thank: players, coaches, administrators, program managers. There's a lot of people that go into winning 1,000 games over her career.
Yeah, so and talk about this milestone just in the context of just the last couple of years, because this is a legendary career that goes back to the 1970s. You mentioned starting out at Frances Marion, going to UNC, winning the national championship in 94. But really the last 5 years or so have been particularly challenging, not just with the NCAA investigation looming over everyone, women's basketball in particular, of course, but also Sylvia was diagnosed with leukemia and fought that and overcame it and made it back onto the court coaching. So for her to make it to this point today, or yesterday rather, is that much more significant for all the adversity that she's faced as an individual just in the last couple of years.
And you're exactly right. In fact, that battle against leukemia held her out of the 2013-14 season. But there is no doubt that the NCAA clout, that's what I like to refer it to, like that time period in which the NCAA and state agencies and accreditation agencies were looking at UNC for our bad behavior, so to speak, that affected her in a great way. And there is no doubt when you have a top program that's competing for ACC championships and playoff berths and Final Fours and national championships, there's going to be haters out there. And that was used against her. Now, to what degree it made this number one recruiting class decide to leave the comforts of Chapel Hill and UNC women's basketball program, we may never know to what degree. But they did exit, and that affected her program greatly. Not only losing those players, but then what signal does that send to other recruits who say, I want to come to Chapel Hill and play with them, or I want to play with this coach? Well, there's a question mark now. Will that coach even be there? Will the program change? Will there be a penalty? Will the program get shut down to some degree? And so that really affected her. So for her to, no pun intended, bounce back with another outstanding class that came in last year, coming in this upcoming year, and for her now to be have a program where it's recognized where Carolina is back, it's really, really a tribute to her style and her commitment to having a winning program and tradition at UNC.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Strowman, UNC professor and sports commentator, former college basketball star herself, and talk about Sylvia Hatchell's sort of legacy within the world of women's college basketball. We know about like Pat Summitt's legacy, and of course Gina Auriemma following her in that next generation. Where does Sylvia Hatchell fit in just in terms of the history of women's college basketball?
Well, I was very blessed to have played for and against Pat Summitt as a camper growing up, but the former, may she rest in peace, Tennessee head coach Pat Summitt is on that that wall of fame, so to speak, for women's basketball and all of coaching. She even has the court named after her at the University of Tennessee where the men play. And then Tara Vanderveer at Stanford, another coach that I had the opportunity to play with and against as a camper. Tara Vanderveer out at Stanford is known as a coaching giant. She, again, another group with over 1,000 wins. She's in that as well, and she's just recognized as one of the best X's and O's coaches out there. And then, of course, my coach at UVA, now the current head coach at Connecticut, and everyone knows about Gino Auriemma, and he won his 1,000th game yesterday as well. So Coach Hatchell and Coach Ariyama, I'm sure, will break history, and there will never be two coaches who win their 1,000th game on the same day. But that is considered the Mount Rushmore, Summit, Vanderveer, and Coach Ariyama. And, of course, right down the street, we have to recognize Coach K as being one of the greats with 1,000 wins as well. And what he's done with that program, regardless if it's not the better blue, his ability to lead men and get victories is just incredible.
So where does Sylvia Hatchell fit into that? What is when all is said and done, people are going to say what her contribution is to just sort of the history of women's college basketball. What will they say? What will her legacy have been at the end of things?
Well, there's no doubt when you play in the ACC, you get the brand, the branding, the winning, the tradition of college basketball. And so when you put ACC next to her name and what she's been able to do in a very, very difficult conference, she will be considered one of the best. In terms of her national or worldwide platform, I think we won't know that until she retires. But Coach Sylvia Crawley started a coaching tree, as in a document that listed all of the players or managers who played within her system and what they're up to today. And it is very extensive. I believe it's over 75 young people who are out there leading programs. She's touched that many lives. In fact, on the Facebook page, there's a fun Facebook page called HoopFi, and that's the sorority that women's basketball has named themselves. UNC women's basketball is called HoopFi. And those that love them, a number of players and former managers have spoken to Coach Hatchell and her warm effect on their lives. And I'd just like to take a moment to read from Charlotte Smith, who's a very successful winning coach now at Elon right down the road. She stated that she's forever grateful to Coach Hatchell for everything she instilled in her as a player and assistant coach. And she said she had the pleasure of shadowing her for almost a decade as an assistant. And she knows that success that Coach Hatchell brings, everything from being a woman of strength, courage, and wisdom. And she has an unwavering passion for the game. And that is what some people would say would be her secret sauce, but that explains her success and longevity. And Coach Charlotte Smith likes to call her mama, Mama Hatchell, so to speak.
And you talk about all the people who are coaching at other places that got their start under Sylvia Hatchell. Just think about the people who are at UNC now. You mentioned Sylvia Crawley there and Andrew Calder, who is to Sylvia Hatchell what Bill Guthridge was to Dean Smith all of these years, too.
That's right. And many great coaches know that the key to success is to keep your staff together. And that is what Coach Hatchell has done. Now, she has rotated or brought in former players to be graduate assistants, to be video coordinators, to provide just a rah-rah personal testimony as to what you will become if you stay and listen to Coach Hatchell and the staff. But her key stalwarts have been Coach Andrew Calder, who actually took over the helm when she was out for that year. You've got Coach Sylvia Crawley, who came back. When she went into retirement, she used to be the head coach at Boston College. And, of course, the recruiting coordinator who really puts it all together is Coach Tracy Williams Johnson, who's been by her side coordinating all the top talent to take a visit, to come get exposed to Carolina basketball, and to be a part of the program. So there's no doubt having coaches together, that can make a difference, especially when parents are trying to see whether or not their daughter will be taken care of for the next 4 to 5 years.
We're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, and we got to wrap up here in a second. But before we do, we've talked about Sylvia Hatchell's career, her legacy on the court, her place in women's college basketball in general. What's her legacy with respect to UNC athletics? We have so many great coaches in so many sports. Where does Sylvia Hatchell fit into the history of UNC sports?
Well, there's no doubt that women's basketball has been elevated in terms of all of the women's sport programs in the country with the NCAA. And because she is the face, when you talk about Rams Club visits and programs, they will bring out men's basketball, Roy Williams. They'll bring out football, Larry Fedora, and they bring out Coach Hatchell for women's basketball. So with that being said, she oftentimes gets to be on the front marketing campaigns with men's basketball and football, so she's greatly respected. No disrespect to all the other coaches at Carolina, because we have many Hall of Famers, many who have won, who are at the top of their game as well. But Coach Hatchell is known for someone who's been there, loyal to UNC, the university, the community, and her program. She's known as having a style that she's never changed because it's been so successful, fast and furious, as in she finds the top talent in the country. And if you can play the game, you get a chance to play. As a first-year player, she will let you have more than 20, 30 minutes a game if you can play the game. So she lets leaders lead. And a lot of coaches don't want to take that chance. They let their first-year players kind of transition in, even if they might be talented than the starter or the veteran that's there. But Coach Hatchell believes in letting people play the game and working with them as they continue to develop their talent. But she's a player's coach, so to speak. And they play this up-tempo game, which a lot of teams would love to emulate, but you have to have the right talent to be able to do that.
Dr. Deb Stroman, I got to let you go, but thank you so much.
Thank you.